do etzem v'yavon b'yalma loy metamu. Usually, stam etzem, stam wood, shute kliyetz, a flat piece of wood, is not makamu tumma. The wood in v'yavon and stones are also not makamu tumma all over. Loy metamu v'hochem metamu. And here it's mashm, anything inside the house of the negar becomes tamei. So the chiddush here, this tumma of a bayis. If there's a negar upon the house, everything inside the house becomes tamei, is a tremendous chiddush. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, from what it says by the tumas of a bayis, we kill it out to every other place. So it's a chiddush here, the Torah says, even for Dvar HaRishus, the Kohen has a right to wait and not to proclaim that it's tamei. But it could be other places, the Dvar HaRishus, you can't wait. Rashi, to eitzim, pshute kli eitz, loy mekabli tumah. Usually a flat piece of wood is not mekabli tumah all over. And here it is. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't learn out any chedushim from the tumah of a bayis. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, how do I know all over you could wait? Only from the first pasuk of Vayom HaRizboi, which is only the Dvar HaMitzvah. If a chosin has a neger on him, then the kohen has a right not to look at him now, but wait till after the Sheva Brochus. Because it's a Tzarech HaMitzvah. Or if it's during the regal, during Chol HaMoed, you don't look to wait till after the Yom Tov. But not with Dvar HaMitzvah, the Kohen always has to look, and if he sees his tummy, he has to say his tummy. Now the Gemara says, for Rebbe Yoimer, Rebbe says Itzrich. Rebbe says, no, I need both Sukkim. In other words, Rebbe, it's a Kasha. Rebbe dashes the second Pasuk of Itzivu HaKohen Opinu HaSabayis. That the Torah says, when the Kohen comes into the house and sees a neger in the bayis, he first waits till you empty out the house. So if Rebbe knows it from this pasuk, what does Rebbe do with the first pasuk? Uvayim harizboi, that there are certain days when the Kohen checks it out and certain days not. So Gemara says Itzrich. Dikos of Rachman uvayim harizboi, if we only would have said the first pasuk, that there are certain days when the Kohen checks it out, I would have thought, ledvar mitzvin, ledvar harishus loy. I would have thought, like Rebbe Yudataka says, that only ledvar mitzvah for chosin, or on the Mayid, then the Kohen doesn't come in and see if it's tummy or not. Then the Kohen waits. But Stam L'Dvar HaRishus, if for no purpose, or for your own sake, your own mumness, your own gain, you want to wait, you have a business deal. So you want to tell the Kohen, please don't tell me I'm tummy now. Let me first do my business deal. Maybe no, maybe the Kohen can't postpone it. Therefore, Kosav Rachmona, therefore, Torah says a second Pasik. V'tziva HaKohen, it says clearly that when the Kohen comes in and sees a neck in the house, he has a right to wait until you first empty out your house. See, even with Dvar HaRishus, just to save your own kelim, you see you're allowed to wait. Now, the question is, just say the second pasuk then. Because of Rachmana v'tziv HaKohen, if the Torah only would have said the second pasuk, that a Kohen has a right to wait, not to matama the house, until you first empty out the house, so you see the Dvar HaRishus. You're allowed to wait. Have a mean, I would have thought though, hani in, only by a house you're allowed to. The lav tumma de gufe. It's not a neger on the person's body. It's not the tumma in your body. It's a tumma on the wall of your house. The law of negoyim applies to your house also. If on the wall of your house there's a neger there, so the law of the house becomes tummy. So I would have thought, when does the Kohen have a right to wait not to pronounce his tummy, even the Dvar HaRishus, only by the house, that the tumma is not in your body? Avo tumma de gufe. But in the case by a mitzaras, where the Kohen sees a neger in the body of a person, maybe there it's more stricter. Ika eima mechse chazilei. Maybe a Kohen, when he sees it, he has to say it to me right away. He can't wait. Even with Dvar Mitzvah, he can't wait. Tzricha. Therefore, I need both psukim. So according to Rebbe, it comes out that Lidvar HaRishus is smuta by a bayis. And by the body, I wouldn't know that. Now that I have a pasuk by Uvayoyim Harizboi, at least I know the Dvar Mitzvah, Taki, you're allowed to wait, you don't have to pass place even by a bias also, even by the body also. Yes, Rashi Taki says that according to Rebbe, once we have a pasuk that Tumas Aguf by the body, the Kohen has a right to push it off the Dvar Mitzvah, and we also have a second pasuk that the Tumah on your bias in the house, the Kohen has a right to push off the tumma with Dvar HaRishus. So once we have these two psukim, then we learn out one from the other. Then even for the tumma of your body on the person himself, the Kohen also has a right to push it off, even with Dvar Mitzvah. So that's what Rebbe said. Dvar HaRishus Sikha Benayu. That according to Rebbe, even with Dvar HaRishus, you could push off even the tumma on the guf itself. Because once you learn out, you have two psukim, one for the tumas of the body, and one for the tumas of the house, we learn out one from the other. So just like by the tumah of the house, the kohen has a right to push off the tumah only for dvar harishus, who are din for your body also, the kohen can push it off even for dvar harishus. Now, Amar, before we said that Yehuda's drasha was, the pasuk says, uvayoyim harisboy. Like there's a day when the kohen comes to see if you have a neger or not, if you have a tumas mitzaras or not. Is yesh yoyim shata royaboy, the yesh yoyim shiata royaboy, there's some days you don't check it out. For the Gemara, my mashma, how do we see it from this pasuk? Omer Abaye says, "Im came, if not for this Rosha, lichta rachmona bayoim." Just should have said, "Bayoim haras boy." In the day he sees it, my uvayoim. What's the extra vav uvayoim? Shema mina. From here we learn out that it means to tell us, "Yesh yoyim shiata royaboy." There are some days that you have to see it. For yesh yoyim shiata royaboy. But there's also some days that you're not supposed to see it to claim. Even if you see it's Tomei, you should not proclaim the person to be Tomei. And when is that? If he's a Chosin, or it's a Yomtiv, on the regal, we don't make you Tomei. Rav Ram Rav says, Kula Kro Yiseru. The whole word is extra. Uvayim, the whole word of a Yom is extra. The Imkeim, Lichter Rachmon Uvaharois. Just should have said, when the Kohen sees the neck, he's Tomei. My Uvayim, what does that have to say by day four? What's the whole word Uvayim doing there? Ishmaelina comes to teach us the extra word that yesh yoyim shatarayiboy. True, there are some days that you're supposed to see the negative, say it's tummy. But the yesh yoyim shatarayiboy, there is a day when you're not supposed to see, not supposed to make a tummy. And that's by a chosna during the regal. For Yabai, Yabai says like this. Hahumi boyele, Yabai says no, the whole word is not extra. The word by yoyim, we need it. Therefore, Abai said it's only from the vav, uvayoyim, it's extra. But the actual word bayoyim we need. Why? Bayoyim v'lay v'layla. To come to teach us when a kohen sees a neged tzaras on a person's body, he should only check it out by daytime and not at night time. He's not allowed to check it out at night time. So therefore the word bayoyim is not extra. So he only knows it from the extra vav uvayoyim. In fact, the more of a rova that said the whole word bayoyim is extra. If so, bayoyim v'lay v'layla minolay. How does he know this din? The kohen can only check it out by day, not by night. Nafkalei from another pasuk that says, Milachol Mare En Yakoin. Anything that the Kohen could see. Mashma, it has to be a day that the Kohen could see and not by night. The Abaya, Humi Boile Lamute Suma Viachas Mienov. That pasuk is not telling you by day and not by night, it's telling you a different Chiddush. The pasuk says, Milachol Mare En Yakoin. That means the Kohen has to have a complete eyesight. He has to be able to see with his two eyes. But if you can only see with one eye is blind, such a kohen cannot say tumah to a mitzaras. So the more of a rov attack is also nami mi boy lelohoch. He also needs it for this. So the more of the kash of rov nami mi boy lelohoch, the whole rov should also need the word by yon to teach us. Oh, should need the pasuk gul milchol marei nakoin to teach us that he can't be blind even with one eye. So if so, how do you know by yon and not palayla? So more says in hochinami, it's like a true. V'yelo b'yoyim v'loy b'layla minolay. How does Rav know a kohen can only see it by day, not by night? So where it says, nafkulei from another pasuk. It says, mi kenega niruli b'bayis. Like I saw the nega in the house, in the bayis. So v'darshin li v'loy li'ori. Mashma, I myself with my own two eyes were able to see it without any other help, without any other light. In other words, it was not by night that I need a candle to help me, but it was by daylight that my own eyes could see without any help. Kenega niruli b'bayis. Niruli means just with my two eyes I was able to see it. I did not need any light. Mashmitz by day and not by night. The more b'bayis, why doesn't he learn out from this pasuk only by day and not by night? Imayosam avamina hanimili tumah delav degufe. Only tumah on a bayis on the house. Then may be true. It's only by daylight and not at night time. But tumah degufe. Maybe when the neg is upon the body's, the person's body. Maybe even if you need a candle, even at night time to check it out, you could. The pasuk b'yayim, no, b'yayim teaches us only by day the kohen checks out the nega even on the body and not at night time. At night time the kohen is not allowed to check out the tumas nega. Right, Mishnah says v'yoyd omer Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said another halacha that malaked adam atzomais aviv v'imoy mivnei shesim chiloi. Even on Chol HaMoed, a person is allowed to collect the bones of his father or of his mother, and move it from one kever to another kever. Now, the meaning at that time was, they say, they used to first bury the parents wherever they were mace, and after a year later, when the body got disintegrated a little bit, then the bones, they were put together and taken to the kivri office. Wherever the parents were buried, they wouldn't take the flesh, just the bones itself, they would bury there. So it used to be a minhag to take the bones and move it to kivri office. Rashi says, Malakid Adam at Samas Abavimoy, O Malichan Lamakim Acha, Lakovim Bekivris Abaisam. Afterwards, they used to move it over to bury it in another place where the Meshpacha was buried. So Rabbi Meir says, you're allowed to do this even on Chol HaMoed. And he says, why? Mifnei Shesimchi Loi. It's tremendous. Simcha, Rashi says, Shekovim Bekivri Abaisam. You feel happy that now your parents are coming to rest at the right place where they're supposed to be by their parents. It's not called you're putting yourself inside, you're not feeling bad about the avelus, about the moving your parents. Adarab, you feel happy, now they'll come into a better rest. Rabbi Yossi Yoimer, Ovel Huloi. Yossi says, no, nothing doing, you can't move the bones on Yom Tov. Because halacha is, when you move the bones, you become an ovel. For that day, at least, the day, if somebody ever picks up the mace, Amol today, they take it from Chutzlars, Eretz Yisrael. So the day they move the mace, that day, you have a din oval on you. So the mace, you're not allowed to be an oval on Chol HaMoed, therefore you shouldn't do this on Chol HaMoed. Rashi of Yossi Yomer, lo yukot of mace oval uloi. You become an oval for this, so therefore you can't do this on Chol HaMoed. Part of the Mishnah says, lo yorir odom al mesoi. A person should not be ma'orir al mesoi. So different machlekes, some learn, even if you have a mace that died on Chol HaMoed, you're not supposed to be ori, you mean don't call people in to make you start crying, to be ori of the hespid. You're not supposed to do this on Chol HaMoed. Rashi learns a little bit different. Rashi learns, you shouldn't be ori, shouldn't wake up the feelings about the mace means, Rashi learns, if somebody in the Mishpacha died a month or 2 months ago before Yom Tov, is lo yara means, the first big Gemara, kad hoda safdona v'marova. When the Saftan, when the head, the one, there used to be people that go around had a good voice and was singing a good nigun by the Hespid. So when these people that gave out Hespid used to go around Kleima, Shlo Yiskar Safton Lachtera Kroiva. You should not hire a person to say like a Hespid on Chol HaMoed. Not only Hespid, you just shouldn't go around to the Mishpacha, Leima, to tell them, V'chui mi komori nefesh. Like, come, let's go cry about this person that's mace. So, like, the person died already a month or two. So the tsar went away already. You're not supposed to be ma'ura now, make the tsar, the pain, come back again, and have people come and tell you, let's cry again for that mace that died. You should do this on Chol HaMoed. Is lo yara odem al mesei. Vaita v'lo yasvidenu koidim l'rego shloshim yoyim. And you should not even say a hespit, even if a person died a long time ago. Or else if a person died within 30 days of the regal, you should not say a hespit even 30 days before Yom Tov. If somebody died when his mishpacha died during these 30 days before Yom Tov, the vnei regel is la yiskar saftan. Don't hire a person to say a hespid la haspidoi. Rashi goes on both of them. Even the first thing of la yoru adam amesu also means the last 30 days before Yom Tov, you're not supposed to urge yourself to think about the mesim. The time of the Shlosh Yom of Mefarsh B'Gemara. The Gemara will explain how come 30 days before Yom Tov you're not allowed to sell like Hespedim, or you can't be Morer, can't make somebody come and say, let's go cry about the mace that died already. Why can't you be Morer, awaken yourself about the mace? What's wrong? It's not on Chol HaMoed. It's 30 days before. What's wrong? See in the Gemara. First of all, the Gemara asked the Kasha or Reminu. I have a Kasha on the Reisha of the Mishnah. Remeya said, you could collect the bones of your parents and bury them someplace else. Reminu. Hamalaket atzomis abivimoy. If somebody collects, puts together the bones, harezem is abal alayim. Kol hayayim, that whole day that the bones are being moved, you have a din like an oval. You also betach for shamito. You have to take off your shoes. You have a din avelus that day. Ulever, but it comes nighttime though. Ain misa abal alayim. At nighttime, there's no din avelus. The Yomer of Chizah said, afilu tzrurin loy bisadinoy. Even if the bones are all packed up already in a sadin, in a sheet, in other words, that you don't have to touch the bones and you don't have to look at them, still, since they're being moved today from one place to another place, it gives you a shame oval this day, and you have to be nega velus. So, if so, how can our Mishnah say, Rav Meir say, you'll have to do it on Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed? Rabbi Simcha Seregel Olof. Reb Meir's svara is true. If you do it in the middle of the weekday, it's more tsar avelus. You shouldn't do it. I mean, the middle of the weekday gives you din avelus. Mashenken and cholam moed, since you have simchas a regal on you, says simchas a regal love. Not like Rashi said in the Mishnah that the havmin was you're happy that they're moving your father. But that's the kasha. In Rashi, the havmin the Gemara. The reason why Rameya says it's mutter is because when you move your parents, you have simcha. They're being put to rest in the right place. And here the Gemara says not like that. The kasha is here. You see, the day you move them, you have to be like avelus like. So Gemara says not that Rameya means to say that simcha is the fact that parents are going to the right place, but the simcha upon you means simcha's a regal. There is Rameya argues and says true. If you do it in the middle of the week, you have a din avelus on you. But if you do it during Chol HaMoed, since the Simchas HaRegelus chal first, you don't have to be naik avelus. So this doesn't share the Simchas HaRegel, therefore it's mutter even on Chol HaMoed. Rashi says, Kloimer, har b'yuesik v'simchas HaRegel, v'yenu mitztar v'mlakarat somas avavimoy. And you're not mitztar, you don't have any pain, because you're too much b'simcha machmas the regel. But the Chum and the Mishnah argue and say, no, vices they hold. Even though the din of Simchas HaRegel, but now when you're moving the bones, you have a din avelis. So now you have to stop at the Simchas HaRegel and b'nei avelis, so it's not kedai, you're not allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. V'lo yorah amesoi, you shouldn't waken yourself up about a mes that died already. What does it mean, my lo yorah amesoi, on a rav? Kad hoda safdonav marova. In Eretz Yisroel, when the safdon, the person that used to go around and say, to espedim. Armad used to say, Yivchon ime komarire liba. Everybody that has a bitter heart, let's start crying again. That used to make you wake and feel bad about the mace that died a month or 2 months ago. So it's no good to do this, even 30 days before Yom Tov. Kaidim regal shloshim yoyim. For the Gemara, my shloshim yoyim. What does it mean 30 days? Omrav kan, omrav yud, omrav. When there's why, and there's my shloshim means why 30 days? How come 30 days before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to say espedim? What's wrong with 30 days before? So there's a machloik you see. First Rav says, Omer Rav Yudam Rav, Maisa v'yodim echad shekines moyes alas lo regal. He saved up money in order to spend it to go to Eilu Regal. It was right before Yom Tif, and he had money now to go spend to go to Eilu Regal. O bo saftin v'yomen ha-pesach beisoy. And the person that gives out these eulogies, gives out the hespedim, came in front of the house, and told his wife, like, you want me to say hespits for the mace that died a while ago? So the wife said, yes. She got Misurah, she had this regish. For not losa nishtoi, for not nosaloi. And the wife took the savings that they saved up to go to Eilu Regal with, and gave it to the saftin. V'nim nav lo yola, and it came out, they didn't have any money to go to Eilu Regal. So because of this maisa, b'yaisa sh'omru, lo yoru ha-maisa lo yasvidenu, kaidim l'regal shloshim yoyim. Therefore, the mayor takona, you're not allowed to have a hesped, at least hire a person to say a hesped 30 days before the regal. Because we're afraid if you're allowed to say a hesped, then your wife will give away all the savings you saved up to go to Eilu Regal. She'll give the money to this guy to give the hesped. So in order they shouldn't waste the money on the hesped, rather than using it for Eilu Regal, we made a takona, no hesped am I being said then. Or at least like we'll soon see, in a hesped that they charge you money for. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says another reason. Lefi shein hames mishtakach min alev shleishim yoyim.